This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Sarah Kiwa.
And I'm Mickey Overman.
And this is Thank Fuck For That, a podcast in which we hear stories from our guests about the moments in their lives that might have changed everything.
Whether they are huge near misses or small, seemingly insignificant choices, we all have stories that we look back on and wonder, what if?
Our guests will bring us their best Thank Fuck For That moments so we can delight in how different their lives could have been.
Hello.
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 Hello. We just do that.
Hello.
Hi.
This is like me and Sarah being very sleepy.
Yeah. We are two very busy comedians right
very
now.
Very busy comedians.
We've got a lot on our plat.
Mm-hmm.
But we're happy to be here with you.
We're very happy to be here. I mean, the goal was always to keep going as as long as we could.
As long as, even if we descend into madness.
Even if we descend into madness.
We will keep podcasting.
Yeah. No, because we love it.
We love it.
Did you see this comment that we got on our Patreon that from Callum? And he said he worked on the Outlander set. Do you remember me talking about like?
Yes, that you watch Outlander.
Yeah, and I love it much. Season 7 right now, guys. And yeah, he works on the set. This is the cool. That's like the coolest thing I've ever heard.
It's so great. And he was like, it's so nice to hear that you were enjoying it and stuff.
Callum,
Callum.
I'm jealous of your life. I wish I was working on the Outlander set.
Yeah, can we come to work with you, Callum?
Callum, can we come check it out? Yeah.
Yeah, very nice people on our Patreon.
Oh my god, the best. Anyway, yeah. So that's why we love and coming back, even if we're so busy. Because Sarah's actually about to go to.
I'm not allowed to say that.
Really?
No.
Oh, cool.
Oh, but by the time this comes out, I will have been.
Yeah, right.
So we can't deny it anymore at that stage, can we? I'm about to go to Montreal, but this will come out in 3 weeks and I will have been and gone. So, yeah, I'm going to Montreal.
You're about to go to Montreal.
I'm going to Just for Laughs Comedy Festival.
It's such a big deal, you guys. It's a really amazing thing.
I'm going to Canada for 4 whole days.
Yes.
Yeah.
And to Montreal. Have you ever been?
Never been to Canada. I've only ever been to that portion of the world once for 3 days. I went to New York with university.
Yeah.
But I've never been.
Montreal's supposed to be amazing.
I've heard good things.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's happening.
Yeah.
Very soon.
So exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't really processed it, I don't think.
I don't think you'll process it until you come back.
Yeah, yeah. And then
because it will be like a crazy trip and then you'll come back and then it will be like, wait, what?
I can't believe I did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to a...
You might get to meet such cool people as well.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows?
Oh, I got over here. I went to a family party on Saturday.
Yeah.
My uncle has a party every summer.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, the big shindig.
And it was so funny because every time, like, I was just chatting to people I hadn't seen in a while. And they were like, oh, so, you know, just sort of making conversation. Well, where's your next gig? And I was like... Montreal.
Ugh, that's the best. That's the best because usually it's really lame. Usually you won't have seen people for... And you might have done something really exciting just like a couple of weeks ago. But if they're like, what have you got coming up? And it's just like, Reading.
Gigging about and getting a megabus next week.
Yeah, exactly. So, this is like an actual good one.
I'm very impressed auntie at the weekend.
Did you?
Yes. Very nice.
Oh, that's so lovely.
Yeah, we had a big family party, outdoor party. On Saturday.
How was the weather for that?
I don't know if you remember what the weather was like on Saturday, Mickey. Bad. I don't know what it was like in London.
Bad.
In Nottingham, it rained solidly non-stop.
Fuck.
It did mean I ended the day dancing with Louisa and
in the rain.
My friend Abby and some other friends of ours to Taylor Swift in the rain. Very drunk.
Taylor Swift would be proud.
She'd be very proud.
She would approve.
Very proud.
Vigorously.
Yeah, I think.
That feels right.
One of my friends, Dan, was controlling the music. And I just kept walking over to him and going, I want Cruel Summer now. And he's like, you can't have more Taylor Swift. I was like, Dan, you're at my uncle's house.
So what was the song?
Put on Taylor Swift.
What was the song?
Cruel Summer. Cruel Summer I wanted. And then we had Fearless.
I was just watching the show. I was just telling you, I'm watching a show called The Bear. If you're not watching it, it's great. It's great except sometimes. Sometimes it's like, okay, so Patrick and I were watching this and like, we watched the first episode of the new, and I won't spoil anything. So we were watching the first episode of the new season, and the first episode I had some issues with.
Okay.
And so I was like watching this, and sometimes I just get annoyed when things are like a bit too pretentious.
Mm.
Like when you're watching something and you're like, oh, you are very in love with how you've done this.
Was the bear wearing a bow tie?
Yeah. So you know what it's about. And Patrick was like, that was such a great episode. And I was like,
Oh, so you didn't want to say.
Because I didn't want to say, because like, it's not, but I also like, I'm a terrible liar after I've just seen something.
Yeah.
So we basically were just like, I was like, I got to be like, I had a couple of issues with it. He's like, don't tell me, I said I won't.
Oh.
Because like, he's just loved it. It's not nice when you've just really enjoyed something and then someone else is like, here's what I didn't like about it.
Oh, I love pulling things apart.
But I love taking
something Louisa loves more than anything in the world. Yeah. I go, hey, baby, how about tonight we watch one of your favorites?
Oh,
and then
God.
I sit through it and I make notes. And at the end, I go, here's why you're dumb for liking this.
Oh, good. Yeah.
I don't do that.
No, obviously you don't do that.
I don't do that.
Obviously, you would not be
or
together.
Or do you? Or do I?
Well, anyway, so I think that was like, we just left it, but there's just like a couple of things. But anyway, there was like one other moment in like the third episode, but everything else I've really liked.
Oh.
So it's been a good watch. But there was a moment in it where like a guy goes to his like daughter who, you know, he's like delivering his little daughter back to his mom. And then, like, you can see they've had, like, you know when it's, like, a scene and you're, like, you've just had some tension?
Oh.
So, like, the little daughter is, like, walking away and then he says, sweetie, it's not, of course I love Taylor Swift. I just needed a little bit of a break, okay? And it's, like, oh, that's what the tension was in the car.
I mean, bad dad.
Oh, that is cute.
Sounds like he sucks.
It sounds like he sucks.
Yeah. I hate that. Taylor Swift is always the butt of joke in TV shows.
Do you think?
Yeah. People always make Taylor Swift jokes. She's an easy target. I think it's lame.
There was a new girl thing where this guy is like trying to make the main character Jess in New Girl happy. So he's like dancing to Taylor Swift.
Mm.
And then she's crying and saying, I just wanted to listen to Taylor Swift by myself.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah. I was just about to say, like, I remember this and that's right up.
I relate
that's
to
right
that.
Up the like there's, Taylor Swift is the best.
There's a big thing about Taylor Swift tweeted about this. I can't remember what year it was, but it was Ginny and Georgia. You know
right.
that show?
No, I've never seen it.
But Taylor Swift tweeted about it because somebody had made a joke in it that was like, oh, you get through more men than Taylor Swift or something like that.
Yeah, but that's gross.
Yeah, and she called them out about it and was like, this is misogynistic.
Yeah, and I bet that joke wasn't written by a fucking woman.
No, and if it was, then it was written by a woman who just needs to be kinder to herself and other people.
Pick me, girl. Pick me, girl.
Pick me.
Pick me, Mr. Patriarchy.
Do you think I'm a pick me? Do you think I'm a pick me, Mickey? Be honest.
Yeah, I do.
Because I do want to be picked.
Yeah, you want to be picked by the patriarchy so bad.
I just want to be picked up and held like a small baby.
Oh, that's what you think it means.
Yeah. I thought it was...
Okay, Sarah, please explain to me what you think a pick me girl means.
I just thought it meant that somebody would lift you into their arms and hold you close and make you like a cocoa. Make you a cocoa. Don't laugh. And take care of everything that needs to be done.
Ah.
And I was like, why is everyone giving these girls such a hard time?
They just want a dad.
They just yeah. They just want
actually,
a dad.
I don't think that's probably not that far off.
Yeah, exactly. I knew I was right.
Yeah. You're right all along.
And that's why I'm one of them.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. I did not think this would be part of what you wanted to be branded as.
The big symbol of us.
Yeah.
Pick me's.
Yeah.
Describe what I'm doing for the listeners.
Well, I don't want to.
Describe
you're just,
it.
You're just kind of like...
You're alienating our podcast listeners by not Sarah's describing
got,
what
Sarah's
I'm
Sarah's got their hands over their head and is sort of like... and it's sort of like...
Keep going.
Grabbing I'm at the sky.
Not going to stop doing it to
grabbing
you.
Like at the sky, looking very desperate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that what you wanted?
Still on the ground. Oh no.
Yeah, still on the ground. Yeah. Not for long. You'll be in the sky to Montreal.
Very soon. The plane is my daddy.
But that's I guess how you've been.
Yeah. Pretty much something.
Listening to Taylor Swift dancing in the rain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Waiting to be picked up.
Waiting to be picked up. Well, that's very lovely.
How have you been?
Not like that.
Not like that?
I've just been everywhere. I've just been, because when you're like preparing for an Edinburgh show, you're just like traveling around a lot.
Yeah, you're just like a traveling salesman.
Like a traveling salesman.
You got your little show in your little briefcase.
In your little briefcase. And you're kind of walking around. Hello, would you like a show?
Would you like to buy my show? Where have you been?
And they're like, no.
No, thank you.
Well, last time I talked about being in Cornwall, I've been in, I don't know. I mean, basically all over like the south of England.
Oh,
yes.
He.
But yeah. It's been nice. I did my last one I did in Oxford.
Oh, yeah. Oxford Comedy Festival.
Yeah, Oxford Comedy Festival.
I went there.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you have a good time?
I had a good time at Oxford Comedy Festival.
Listen, we went to this venue. Patrick was doing a show after me. And both the bar staff, it was in the Oxford Uni, which I realised...
Was it the cafe thing?
Yeah, it was the cafe. Is that where you went?
That's where I went.
So no drinks?
No boozies?
No.
Were they not boozing?
No, because the cafe staff had gotten COVID.
Oh.
So they were both out with COVID.
Oh, they didn't have COVID when I was there.
Right. Well, they got COVID for me and Patrick special. And so we got there.
I regret tonguing them all.
Our shows were on a Friday night.
Oh, shit.
Some people had bought tickets to both.
Oh, no.
So they had to sit there for 3 hours.
Sober.
With nothing to drink. They put out, like, water for everyone.
British people do not like that.
No. But, like, if you buy tickets for a show on Friday night, there is, like, a little bit of, like, we got there and we were like, what do you mean no...
But also, in the whole of Oxford, they can't find a couple of other students to come work behind the bar.
This is what I thought. Fucking, I was just like, come on, these Oxford pricks.
How hard is it to pour vodka? They think they're too good for it. That's the thing.
They think they're too... No, but it was like, it was quite shocking. So Patrick and I did a whole evening of shows to the most well-hydrated audience that ever was. They were so lovely as well. Like, the audience were so great. Mm. But I did think, like, I just added 20% of laughs in my head. Where it was
Where it was for all the beer.
Yeah, for the beer.
That was not drunk.
Yeah.
That's a fucking nightmare.
It was a bit of a nightmare. It's funny just because, like, I don't really drink that much and Patrick doesn't drink at all. So it was weird of us to come there and be like, excuse me, no booze.
Yeah.
But it is like a thing of like, I don't even think that like on a Wednesday I would have particularly felt this way. But there was something about like a Friday night is like, these people just want to have a gin and tonic.
So I was there the Friday before, I guess.
Right.
And had the opposite experience because Louisa came with me.
Right.
And we went to Pizza Express, which yes, I texted you about.
Oh my God.
And I had two glasses of wine.
Yeah.
Oh,
you got a bit frilly.
Which I can drink two glasses of wine and not feel.
Can you?
Too, well, apparently not.
No.
Because I was pissed as a fart. I was pissed as a fart.
Wait, doing your show?
And I turned up and I thought, and I had so much pizza and dough balls. So I was like, what is going on?
Yeah, you think it would like soak it up.
Yeah, it didn't. And so I turned up and, oh. Well, I mean, I don't know if they noticed, but I think they did. Because I was loosey-goosey.
Were you?
Yeah.
You were loopy.
I was loopy.
I mean, I have seen you perform loopy.
Yeah.
And it is a fun experience.
It is. But I was so... I went in with a level of anger at how nice the student cafe was.
Yeah.
That felt a bit unnecessary.
Well, you didn't expect this at Oxford Uni.
I think what I said was, what is this for? When I got on the stage.
I mean, it is so nice.
It's so nice.
And also, like, just the ground. I just hadn't been, I just realized this. I hadn't been at Oxford ever.
Mm.
And I'd only, like, when I think about Oxbridge, I think of like photos I've seen of Cambridge.
Yeah.
Which is slightly different because I didn't realize that Oxford was like in the middle of Oxford.
Yeah.
And you just walk, like, you had to go through a secret door, which, by the way, we couldn't find.
Yeah, we couldn't find it.
We couldn't find it. And then I heard an audience member go, I'm here for Mickey Overman. I'm like, well, that's where I need to go.
Yeah, I'll follow her. She knows where I am.
We had an audience member, like, kind of like, the first audience member was like, found us like wandering the streets and said, we're here to see you guys, like me and Patrick, like wandering the streets of Oxford. They were like, we're here to see you, we don't know where it is. We were like, we obviously don't know where it is, look at us, we're lost as hell. This girl immediately took charge. She was amazing. Actually, she listens to the podcast. Hey,
hello.
And and she was amazing. She had such a take charge energy. So she just like guided us to the right area. And then we heard this other audience member be like, I'm here for Mickey Overman. I was like, okay, so we need to go there. I mean, the whole audience basically got us to the gig. We're so useless.
I did a gig in a really posh school in London recently. That kind of vibe. Yeah. Really hard to get in.
Yeah.
I think I went the long way around. It's the only time I've ever been in a school environment.
Right.
I've gone to the toilet. I was using the toilets in the changing room, like the PE changing rooms.
Yeah.
I went to the toilet. There was a sign on the door saying, these toilets not to your liking. Let us know.
Really?
Can you believe that?
I cannot.
In a school.
I cannot.
In my school, there would have been a sign that was like, didn't find shit in here.
Yeah.
Remember when Nathan
was on the podcast and he was like, I put my shit pants in the toilet.
Yeah.
That's the level we expect from a toilet.
Signs saying, please don't put your shit pants in the cistern.
Yeah.
Whereas it was
that's the level.
Yeah, give us a review.
But this was a uni or a school?
School.
See, because at a uni, I'm like, all right.
It was super posh. It was in Barbican.
Oh, that's posh.
Mm-hmm.
That's posh as hell.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. They had an outdoor theatre.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like the school that Frankie, where I used to nanny for, went to.
They had a big outdoor theatre. With fish in it.
They had a pond?
Big pond.
Where in Barbican is this? I don't even know if you could call it. Is this in the Barbican?
I don't even know if you could call it a pond because it was so big that I'd say it was pushing lake.
It was pushing lake?
I think it was pushing lake.
What's the like thing? What gets you from a pond to a lake? Do you have to have a cathedral in it?
Yeah. I think so.
That's all you know.
Yeah, I like that.
Do you like that joke?
Yeah, I did. I did. No notes.
Oh, good. Okay. Let's get a guest in.
A wonderful guest today.
Good friend of both of ours.
Canadian, if you can believe it.
I do believe it.
I think
it will be very apparent.
You'll
very
pick up quick. On it quite quickly.
It'll be loud.
Yes. His name is John Hastings. He is as big as he is loud.
Yes, that is right.
He's a large man.
He's so large.
But he's a wonderful man.
He dwarfs both of us. And I'm 5'9".
Yeah, and I'm pretty big too.
You're huge.
I'm.
And he dwarfs you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I can bench him.
I don't think that's true.
Just want that on record.
Okay.
I can. Can and I would.
Stop talking about how you can bench all of our guests.
Yeah. I would bench him.
All right.
John Hastings.
John Hastings. Let's get him in.
Very good comedian. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, no, we haven't done an intro. Yeah. We've just said he's big and loud.
He's a comedian. He's an actor. He's a writer. He's
the face of Danish Stimerol gum.
Yes.
Apparently.
Let's get him in.
Let's get him in.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
John Hastings is here!
Yeah, that's the first time I've ever seen someone coordinate that on a podcast.
Yeah, we do it that way.
We yell. How we do it.
We start with a yell.
We're getting more coordinated as time goes on. Mm-hmm.
Guys, it's so lovely to be in this room that I assume Fred West murdered someone in.
You pay a lot for these locations in London.
Yeah, you certainly do. I like that we went up a flight of stairs and then down a flight of stairs to get here.
And yet you still don't really know where
No idea whatsoever.
We like to trap you.
We're not underground.
Are we not underground?
That's the mad part.
This is not a basement?
No.
No. Because we went up and down.
It feels like a basement.
Yeah, it has basement vibes.
Well done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Welcome. Thank you very much for doing this.
Attention,
this has been a long time in the
Over a year. I think it's over a year. I think we talked about doing this. I think we talked about I should do your podcast at Edinburgh. Like last year.
Literally about when we started the podcast.
Yeah.
We said we'd get John
on. Well, we're very excited that you're here.
Listen, I'm very excited.
I've been wanting it.
I've in fact listened to an episode. I subscribe and download all friends podcasts. I have to go through and like take them out because it like destroys the storage on my phone. But
I'm always
as a support. You start a podcast, I'm liking and subscribing, but I may not listen.
You are the only one who does that.
It's because I was like, no one's doing this. Like, we should support her. So I started like putting friends' videos up on stupid Instagram because I was like, why don't we do this? And I was like, well, I could do this.
Oh, that's so nice. I refuse.
When you
I understand,
do it.
Guys. This is what happens when you move from England to California. Is you get like you're like we should take care of each other.
And well, then, like, you're also like, and then you just miss people, and then you confuse that for like I should repost.
Yeah,
correct.
Really, you should get in touch.
You should send them a text.
100%. Yeah, I'm just just cry. I just wish someone would call. Okay, I'll like their pod. I'll listen to their podcast.
Yeah. That's what's happening. Exactly that.
Do you ever, when you repost somebody's video on your story or something, get that? And this is really grim, but like a real rush of self-satisfaction where you're like, I'm such a good friend.
Are you kidding me? It's a public good deed.
I am so good to this person. I can't wait for them to reply to this saying thank you.
But I also get the opposite where I'm like, I repost something that like someone who like I don't really know who's like quite high status. And I'm like, I'm a pathetic. But it's like, but I like it. It's
I'm
like
a worm.
I'm a little worm. Like, what am I trying to do here?
Who am I boosting this for?
Who am I boosting this for? But it's because I like it. It's like a genuine.
I agree with both perspectives. Nice. I sometimes, because I can get nuts, I sometimes feel like I helped him out for a big guy, being like, I'm exposing him to a new audience.
Oh, that is. Okay.
That's the real insight.
That's like a real insight. Yeah. Into
You're
it.
Welcome, Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Yeah. Say hi to your friend, your son Chet. He seems cool. Yeah, no, I have 1 second and then I immediately turn inward on myself being like, how could you even fucking think you're helping Jason Statham or the other various people?
Oh, you do six of those flips in like a 1 minute period.
Listen,
he's
made being bald handsome and he needs to be spread around the internet a little bit more.
Are you excited for the Meg 2?
I am excited for. I didn't know the Meg 2 was coming out until I landed
in
London.
Did you see the trailer?
Oh yeah.
Oh my god!
It doesn't even look like a shark.
It's so exciting.
But it was the biggest shark. It was a prehistoric shark. Uh-huh. The last. How is there a bigger one?
There's apparently more than one, and also I think there's a big octopus.
I love when they do that.
There's a big octopus.
Yeah.
We're gonna go see it in Edinburgh.
I understand that like media and stuff like that is really appealing to like the most common denominator, but I love that we're back to like, what's this movie about? It's a big fuck off shark.
Yeah.
And Jason Statham as a harpoon. 90 minutes.
And he's
baby.
On a jet ski.
Woo!
I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Did you guys do Barbenheimer?
No, and please no.
No, spoilers. I haven't seen anything. I haven't seen anything else.
I'm going to though. I'm very excited.
You don't know that Barbie dies.
Yeah, at the end of Barbie, they nuke Barbie Land.
What? Is it like you get like an actual person and they chop her head off?
Yeah. A child with a big pair of scissors.
It's like, what was that? Like this kind of Lego movie-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I want that. I want that for Barbie.
I'm really
hoping. I spoke to my boyfriend's dad about it. And
he had seen Barbie? Or
no, he hadn't. But he was like, he was talking about like Oppenheimer.
Mm.
And then I was like, yeah, I'm really excited to see it. I'm excited to see that and Barbie. And then he went, you're going to see Barbie. And I was like, obvious. I'm like, I couldn't be more the target audience. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm going to see Barbie. And he went, I heard it's a feminist movie.
Oh, no. And he didn't think that was for you.
And Nikki, you're from the Netherlands. I assume that would confuse you.
How do you behave when you're with with Patrick's family?
I would like to know more about Patrick's family right now. Because, okay, what are you picturing?
That's being insinuated here.
What is Patrick's father's hair like? That's what I would
It's like Patrick, but gray.
Okay.
I assume a very dashing older man, but he's dropping a lot of clangers like that. You know what I mean?
But I'm just sort of picturing Nikki in this scenario. Like, when they come around, do you wear like a sort of floral pinafore? And
I'm always like serving things I've just baked.
Is your hair like crusty from hairspray?
Yeah.
And you're like,
yes, I'm trying to look like the perfect wife.
Yeah.
For their son, who doesn't do this?
You don't want to see the little feminist movie, little lady.
I don't have a job. What is happening?
Here's my question.
Yep.
I want to know what he thinks a feminist movie is, too.
That is, I mean, I think he was just like, I think what he was actually saying was that it was like, he was confused that it was a feminist movie because it was about Barbie. And whereas I take for granted that they wouldn't put out a Barbie movie that is
like anti-woman.
And you know, I like, to me it's like, well, obviously, like, the movie is a commentary, like, obviously, like, to me that makes
in this
so
day and
much,
age with that cast and that director.
But I think he was just a bit like, it's a movie about Barbie,
it's not gonna be what you hope it is, Mickey.
Yes, I think that's what I think basically
it's gonna be really challenging stuff.
And then I think he was like, I hear it's a feminist, like, I think he was like confused about it being a feminist movie because he was like, it's about a doll. But the way it came across was way funnier, which was just like, I don't think a feminist movie is for you.
Are you guys with me where I think that we need to change standardized tests? And one of the questions needs to be, everyone needs to write down what they think feminism is, because you get to a certain place, especially with dudes, and they will throw that word out. Algorithm and research are also in this category at this point, where it's literally like, that has nothing to do.
You don't understand it means equality, and I don't know what to do about that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what to tell you.
You think it means killing men?
Yes,
I think.
Yes.
Whoa,
you think
wait,
it
whoa.
Means hating
it
men?
It doesn't mean killing men.
Yeah, well. I wish it meant killing men.
I am no longer for feminism, guys. I thought we were going to free up some of these slots in the old comedy clubs. You know what I'm saying? Why do you think I've been supporting the movement this whole time?
These dudes going, I'm a feminist.
Feminist. Whatever. It means all the other ones die, right? It's just me, right? Yeah.
Take them out.
Now, I'm still a man though. You can't. That's right. Still in charge, right?
I'm not. I am actually with you on the standardized test thing though.
Yeah, we just need to... I want to just know what a baseline definition is that other people have out there. Yeah. Also, how fun would that be to... I guarantee 30% of dudes are writing, like, something semi-creepy sexual, like, means we get to bone, ... Something
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who is taking these tests?
Just dudes.
They're just dudes.
Just my friends.
Like 50-year-old dudes.
My friends. Not. Doesn't need to be 50. Doesn't need to be 50 to have those type of Patrick Spicer father conversations.
I believe all 16-year-old boys now are well-educated and not online hating women.
I mean.
Oh, you're wrong.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're wrong.
Wait, what?
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's better. Like, my brother's 20, and he went to a Catholic private school.
Boy.
And there were still, like, gay parents with kids at that private school because it was just the nicest school in the area. So, like, even there he was exposed to diversity and understanding. And it was still Canada. So even the Catholic Church was like, well, we don't like these people. And then the government came in and went, you get federal funding. You have to provide both. So they literally had to be like, the Bible says this, and others say this.
Yeah, it's marginally better,
it's
isn't it?
Listen, it's marginally better than before, but he's in the fucking... Canadian Navy and is still an open heart and accepting and like there. I do have hope for the future. It's
well, sure, he's in the Navy. That's
changing.
The gayest place.
He certainly is. Yeah.
Don't you mean the Gavy?
Yeah, I certainly do. I just didn't realize we were letting our hair down on the podcast. You know? I knew we were among friends. I didn't know we were among friends. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's free speech indeed.
Oh, yeah. You can call it the Gavy in this room.
Oh, how self-satisfied you were, Sarah.
We have to, I don't know if people, we have to somehow, like, get a screenshot of you saying that or something. Like, that is the funniest phrase.
This is a podcast about life-changing moments. Are you a dweller?
Do you dwell? Do you dwell on stuff?
I do dwell, but I dwell on, like, insanely weird minutia details because of severe anxiety. For example, I left a bag with my shoes in it at the Heathrow Airport on Thursday, and I have not been able to let that go. And in my darkest moments, I've traced it back to other times I did something bad, and it's my punishment because I have some problems with...
You can't get the bag back?
No, they sent it to Mumbai, India, because everything in England is broken.
Oh, right, okay.
Do you think it's karma for something you did in the past that you lost your shoes at the airport?
Yes, it'll be something like that. And
rather
then
than being incapable of keeping hold of your shoes.
Yeah, or just
airport.
Being that thing of, like, I took a sleeping pill and I was distracted, so I just walked out of the thing because I had one bag, and then I immediately, they were, like, last thing, they're like, it's too heavy. Okay, I'll put these shoes in this bag, send them through.
Right.
I just wasn't thinking. It's a simple human mistake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I can really turn a simple human mistake. It was like...
Oh, you dwell.
Yeah. Well, if you'd learned to spell... If you'd paid a bit more attention in grade 8 to Mrs. Ignatio when she was talking about spelling, maybe you wouldn't have lost your shoes, you son of a bitch.
Oh, that's mental health problem.
Oh, certainly is. Yeah. I've really made a couple of therapists really sit back and realize they're going to be able to get a pool.
Yeah.
They see me coming in and they're like, well, I guess this coach wants some strategies on how to inspire his players. And then I'm just like... I just, every morning it just seems like there's pressure. And it's like, oh, where did this come from?
Yeah, they're sending a little text like, yes, we will be extending the house this winter.
Yeah. Yes, no, I saw a look at my last therapist's DMs and he was just sending money signs to his wife. So I don't know what that means. I think he thought my mental health problems were money.
Have you ever had a big near-miss experience?
I've had many near-miss experiences. And the one I brought to the table, very important one, is... I was almost turned away at the UK border, and if it weren't for incredibly quick thinking, I would have been denied access to the UK for 5 years.
What?
Starting in 2018.
What?
No.
So, I was filming a commercial in Portugal. I already was living in the States, and I flew from San Francisco to Lisbon, filmed the commercial, and then they put me up for one night, and then I was flying to the UK for gigs. And they had done my visa, and there was a slight clerical error in, like, the date I was arriving, where I arrived one day early.
Right.
Oh, no.
And it was the person's first day being a border guard, so they weren't familiar with the visa I was coming in on.
Right.
So they thought I was coming in illegally to work.
Right.
And what I learned is never fly into the city airport at Gatwick and Heathrow. That you can. So if you're ever at a border, I learned this in this moment. Don't let them deny you. You can say, like, I turn away, Because if they deny you, you're blocked for 5 years. But if you turn away, you just have to, like, stay in the airport and fly to another place.
Oh.
And you're not blocked. You've voluntarily said, I won't come in today. And you can try again tomorrow and redo your visa.
Right.
But at City Airport, you don't have that option. It's too small. So they, like, I knew that. So I went, okay, well, can I walk away and make a call and come back? And they went, no.
Wait, so you did the turn away option.
So I was like, wait, what? Like, what? And they're like, no, we're going to deny you. And I was like, but you can. This is a visa. And they're like, okay, so I call the guy that issued the visa. They call them. The supervisor then, like, walks over because there's, like, all this, like, kerfuffle and it'd been, like, super crowded. I'm there for, like, 30 minutes. He comes over. They disappear. I'm, like, stood there for 20 minutes. I'm now, like, sweating, like, what yes. the fuck is going to happen? Mm. I'm, like, so jet-lagged because I had had to. So I had to do that commercial. I was the face of a gum in Denmark for 2 years. Chew Stimerol, everybody. Chew Stimerol. They needed
we have that.
Yeah, in...
In the Netherlands.
In the Netherlands?
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at the face of Stimerol, my
oh
friend.
Oh, my God. I am starstruck.
Please. And so in...
Presumably, are you the teeth of Stimerol?
No, they were. I was a Mountie, and I would show up after you chewed the gum and let you know that you did the right thing, and then me and my dog would solve your problem. Like, there was a guy at dinner with a date, and there were a bunch of hot rugby players trying to get his date, and then he chewed
this
some gum.
Convoluted.
It certainly is. And then it turned into winter inside the restaurant. And I had a dog puppet. And then I said, dare to open your mouth.
Why would they have a Mountie in Denmark?
I mean, strapping for this. And it was filmed in Ukraine. So the whole thing made no sense whatsoever.
And the dog's a puppet?
The dog was a puppet. Real puppet, not one of Putin's lads. You know what I'm saying?
No. So you were at the border, you're sweating.
I'm sweating. The supervisor comes back like, what the fuck are we going to do? And he's like, okay, I've Googled you. I'll never forget this. Googled it. He went, watched a video, very funny. I was like, all right, thank you very much, I guess. And he's like, are you working?
Never come back here for 5 years.
Are you working today? And I was like, no. And he's like, okay, technically speaking, I can issue you a 24-hour entry visa. And you have to immediately enter, get them to send you another visa electronically, exit, and come back in 24 hours. Or that's going to be a lock. Like, it's like because of all the passport scans, if you can't do that, it's a lock on your passport for 5 years. You'll have to go to the embassy. And I was like,
oh, good God.
Oh, my God.
All right. So I get through
Sarah,
this. And this
you
is.
This would not have ended well for you.
No.
Oh. We're not even getting to the crazy part.
I would have given the border guard a blowjob.
No, I thought like so many things of like, do I bribe these people? Like what?
Why? This is the worst thing I've ever heard you say.
How would you?
That can't be true.
I have a question. How would you initiate? How would you transition from you'll be going to?
Yes.
Is there anything I can do for you, sir?
Would you say it in that tone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that really exhausted?
Yeah, like...
How can we sort this out?
With your mouth agape?
Yeah. I say with my big mouth open.
I don't have a lot of experience, but I hear that you gents love these. Can I do anything for you, big boy?
Anyway, well, I'm glad you didn't do that.
Oh, God.
I mean, I should have. I wish you'd been
there.
We
haven't even gotten to the crazy part. I can't believe that.
I get out. I email the guy who got me the visa. He's like, I can get you another one. The one thing you need to know is a once-in-a-lifetime blizzard is headed towards England. And I looked. This was in February of 2018. And there was a massive blizzard that hit Europe. February of 2019. That like blanketed Europe in snow. So I had to get to King's Cross and at least get out of the UK before it shut. So I head to Lille, France, which is the closest station outside of the UK.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
We get there, I get out, it's like snowing. It's an open air train station and the borders in France are guarded by the French military. And I get there at 5 and they go to dinner from 5 to 7. So the border is closed And
cut the
fucking French, isn't it?
The last train to England is at 7:04.
No.
So I am now stood in an open-air French train station in the snow. There is a border guard I can see. Like, I can communicate to the border guard. Like, I don't know how. I think I may have yelled, and she explained. Okay, I gotta wait. So I just sat there and waited. And then figured out, okay, I'm going to have 4 minutes to have a visa processed.
Mm.
Let's have this happen. So I'm sitting there. I remember I helped an old man in a wheelchair try and find his hotel room.
For that karma.
That part of that. He was also American and seemed so scared. He was like, I'm just here on vacation. I didn't know it snowed. Like, help me? And I was like, yeah, I can. He's like, where are you from? And I'm like, Canada. And he's like, I live in upstate New York. Bah. Talking about Rochester. Got him to his hotel. Came back in. Got through the whole thing. The French military guys were making fun of me because they're like, yes. Canadian, you but to parler en français un petit peu, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then get it stamped, get on the train, everything. And then
you
the
did
train,
that in 4 minutes?
I did it in 4 minutes, and then the train was delayed an hour and a half.
Oh, perfect.
I think about that all of the time. If I had been denied entry.
I bet you wish you had your Mountie costume.
Oh my God. I didn't. If I had had my Mountie costume, that entire problem would have been solved in 10 seconds. Because no one in the UK can resist a Mountie costume.
Yeah.
Every British person thinks that is just, look at him. That's a law enforcement professional.
Yeah, you should have asked to keep it.
I don't know got this.
It didn't actually fit me very well. It was triangled at the back. If you ever look up my Stimorol commercials, it's because they just bought like
and
a
I do.
You should. They're very good.
That was a great story.
Really
I love
good.
That.
Thank you. I really racked my memory. The other runners up that I can do very quickly was almost had a threesome, but I misunderstood the phrase, let's go to bed. I thought they were being serious, and I literally just went and fell asleep.
Oh.
And looking back, that was not what was on the cards.
Were you disappointed?
I only figured
what
it out about
it?
10 years ago. And it was, what time was it at that moment?
No, what type of threesome?
Me and two ladies.
Whoa. Oh, you fumbled the bag.
That's right. Oh, yeah. As we all know, it was the real one. You know what I'm saying? The one we're all looking for.
Oh,
that is
not me.
Come on, Mickey, try it. Imagine two dudes, how confused they would be. They'd probably just start talking about football.
I would finally know what to do with my hands.
What would you do with your hands in that situation? Just pick your favorite? You're doing a great job. You need to work harder.
When Mickey's having sex, she doesn't know what to do with one of her hands. She's just like, my hand look weird?
I'm very concerned about it.
Is it like when Ricky Bobby's getting interviewed in Talladega Nights, one just starts rising to your face?
Yes.
I'm having a lovely time, you know.
She's got one hand in her pocket.
Could you just cock your hip like a Josh Whitta come on live at the...
Listen, I do all of that stuff, okay? Which is why I would love to just know what
just
to do
have
with my hands.
Second dick in the room.
Yeah. Just a second dick in the room. I would go, what a relief. John.
Yo.
Do you have a sliding doors moment?
I do. What if I had never moved to the United States? In 2017, I left the UK forever.
Yeah,
back
that was
now.
Sad.
Everyone was sad, and I moved.
I was sad.
Sarah was very sad. I moved my comedy career to the States.
Yeah.
A very close friend of the three of ours sat me down and advised me not to do it.
Okay.
Because he said, your future is here. You have heat here. Anyway, the economy is stronger here. There's no way the American... Like, he literally is like, look at the government in America. There is no way they're going to get better before the UK does.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Like,
and we're not going to shit the bed over here.
Not going to shit the bed.
Boy,
like,
was he wrong.
I just don't know what I would... Like, I have such a soft spot in my heart for England, and especially the England that was England before Brexit and everything that has happened in the last 6 years.
Mm, yeah.
But, like, and there was such a moment where I was like, what are you doing? Do it, like, got some really good offers, and I'm just like, yeah, maybe I'll just stay. Oh my God, if I would have been the littlest, saddest boy. Like, yeah.
Yeah, you made the right call.
I really like did, us. Guys. Yeah. Yeah, I made a really good idea. Did not seem like a right idea seeing, in 2020, when there were three separate riots happening outside my apartment building. In that moment, I remember thinking, I think some other people may have been correct on this situation. When there's a Black Hawk helicopter circling your building and you're smoking cigarettes and waving at the soldiers, you're like,
fucking hell.
Should have been in England. Yeah. They don't have helicopters.
Did you have a plan when you moved? Or did you just kind of go and figure it out?
I did. Like, I always had a plan. Like, moving here was a stepping stone to moving there. It's just I couldn't get the credits or the money together, and I wanted to have, like, more experience when growing. So it was always the plan. What got in the way, I was only going to be here for 2 years, and what got in the way was I liked it. And it was, like, it's so... It is very fun, but it was so fun in those years to be, like, touring around, and you're going to Australia. Like, I come from, the Canadian comedy scene. Like, people won't pay you to go, like, 5 minutes outside of the city, and it's all very weird and very parochial. And
How is it now being in the States?
It's really, for me personally.
For you personally, yeah.
It's the best. It really forced me to do a bunch of stuff. Like, I had a very bad relationship with work. I was, like, a severe workaholic.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it just forced me to actually be like, you can't do that anymore. Like, because LA is so much, it's so much clickier and also so much bigger and stuff like that. So, like, when I arrived, like, you're literally competing for open mic spots with, like they're not joking when it's, like, it's between you and Bill Burr. I have to give it to Bill Burr. And you're like,
Yeah.
So it just made me have a bit more of a work-life balance because it was just harder to get in places and made me, like, sort of reevaluate my career. It's just nicer and, I don't know, Britain just got to me at a certain point. Like, the amount, like, you know, they're, not to do inside baseball, but, like, there were months where I was literally in overdraft and owed, like, £11,000 between various promoters, and you're like, and I'm like, you're always sort of poor and running for it, and just the United States is a bit more professional. It's like a lot more of a heartbreak. Like, no one is your friend. They're not going to be like, maybe next year you'll get this thing. They'll be like, you don't have enough Twitter followers, and you don't have, like, a bit about sand. They're looking for jokes that involve sand. So
right.
And you're, but yeah.
I don't know. In some ways, I could cope with that rejection more. When you get rejected in the UK, they don't give you a reason.
They don't. And it's like this weird nebulous. They don't even sometimes say no. Like, I've had a couple of things where, like, oh, I found out I was fired from that because there's just someone else who has my job.
They're making it without me.
Well, I guess I'm here. Yeah.
It is really strange here. But I think in both cases, the case remains that, like, you just have to love it so much.
COVID was fucked, but it really made me like stand up again because I didn't, like, I was in a place where I was like, I am done with this. Like, it was just too much. Like, in 2019, I was in my apartment for 5 weeks over the entire year. I calculated it in COVID, and that's too much. I over-comedied. It sort of set a balance. And since then, really, really, I highly recommend A Big Move sometime in your adult life. I think also really,
I've done it. It's great.
It's great. A good big shakeup. Yeah.
It's great.
Get rid of all your stuff. You know what I'm saying? Very, very important.
It's wonderful. I love it. And in fact, like, I am a bit sad that probably won't happen now anymore.
Oh, you never know.
Well, you never know, but I'm pretty happy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I know. Like, I actually know what you mean. I have a bit of that too, where I'm like, like, I'm living with my girlfriend, and it's like this weird thing of like, this might be where I live.
Yeah.
Like, they may carry me out of here.
Yeah.
And that's like, it's just a weird thing to think of, like,
Yeah,
I think it's hard, especially when you're a comedian, to conceive of a settled life as well. Where
it's
you're
weird.
Like, oh,
and then
this is
and it kind of creeps up on you. And then all of a sudden, it's kind of, I mean, we're all in a place where, like, we're living with, like, our partners and who we love. And it's like, and it's good. And it's just a bit weird. It's just like, wait, I can't just pack up. That was always an option that I had, was to just pack up and go. And I don't want to do that, but I also don't have that option now because it would be weird.
You could do it middle of the night.
Middle of the night, just leave Patrick.
Yeah.
I mean,
good prank though.
Such a good prank.
Yeah.
Gotcha, bitch.
You send him a text saying, gotcha, bitch, 4 years later.
Yeah.
He's so confused.
Man, you go deep.
He's like, stuff.
This was all a prank? Gotcha.
This whole thing was a prank.
You should see your face, man.
Well, I love that.
It's great.
I have to stress this about America is, on paper, it is a nightmare of a land. Like a true living fascistic nightmare.
Yeah, sounds awful.
On the ground, you don't even notice it.
Well, you're in LA, I guess.
This is the thing. You gotta be in. And not even New York. I don't stand. in London v. New York, London wins because London's so old, it makes sense, nothing works, and it's really hard.
And it's dirty.
And it's dirty, and yeah. everyone's aggressive. New York, it's new and, like, this is what, 200, this burned yeah. down 100 years ago. You built this badly. Fuck you.
Right.
LA. I was in a comedy club in Arizona, and that was the situation. The owner was telling me the story of the, they had a sign that said, you can't bring your gun in anymore. And I was like, oh, did someone pull it on a comedian? And he went, oh, that's happened before, but last week someone cocked it, so we had to put the sign up. And I was like, what?
They cocked it, so we had to put the sign up.
Yeah, we had to put the sign that says you have to leave your gun in your car. And I was like, what the fuck? And he's like, yeah, it was a fuck situation. This guy made fun of his wife. He cocked his gun. And he went, so I got my gun. And I was like, you got your gun. That's not, you don't need more guns.
God. Oh, gosh. No, but honestly, on the ground, America sounds great.
You don't even notice it.
Yeah, you don't even notice it.
What are you talking about at gigs? Oh, what time is the light going on? Not in America. You're finding out who has a gun. You know what I'm saying? Who just got canceled for saying
this
something incredibly fucked up?
It's basically just like negated everything
you have
said.
Stockholm syndrome with America.
You don't know how to have fun. That's the problem.
Well, that is true. That is a different problem.
That is what we've learned doing this podcast.
What is your idea of fun, Mickey
this
Overman?
Podcast,
this podcast, I can't.
This podcast
can't.
Should have been called Sarah and Mickey Try to Learn to Have Fun.
I seem like you guys have fun, you know what I'm saying? You know,
oh, we have fun.
Yeah.
We have fun.
Yeah,
don't really know how to do it outside.
Indoor kids, cool. I had allergies too.
We have to get you out of here. Thank you so much for telling us those stories, John.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's been the loveliest.
So brilliant.
You're all brilliant.
Have you anything to plug, please?
I certainly do. I'll be at a little thing called the Edinburgh Fringe Festival every day at 8:35 at the Monkey Barrel, Monkey Barrel 2. The John Hastings on all fine social medias. Go see my show. Go see Mickey's show.
Go see John. Go see me. Sarah. Go see Sarah.
I'm buying a gun.
Sarah's buying a gun, so you'll be
you
look out for
it
that.
To me.
I gotta tell you, Sarah, I feel like that's the accessory your look is missing. It's just a kicky pistol and a shoulder holster.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a little kicky? Like a kicky fun
kicky?
Pistol.
For my dude over here.
I want a kicky pistol.
You want a big
Mickey.
Fuck off.
No. Like one of those like a little silver pistol. Just,
yeah.
He's calling you a pussy, Sarah.
No. Delicate is what I am calling Sarah.
Sarah, he's calling
I'm
you a pussy.
Delicate.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not delicate.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm buying a big
Sarah
gun.
Needs a big fuck off machete.
You think a big machete would look good with this look? You're crazy. Just a nice
slung over the shoulder.
You're saying,
how dare you?
You're saying I'm too small for a machete now.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
I'm just saying it wouldn't vibe with your look.
Mickey, get my nunchucks.
Sorry. Let me get my kicky gun out. I feel like I could really get a kicky gun.
Of the three of us,
don't you think I could get a kicky gun?
Yeah, you could.
In a little frilly purse, go to the Barbie premiere.
And I feel like you'd just be holding it like a Charlie's Angel.
Yeah.
Oh, ready to turn on Sarah.
I would love that.
You would
That's
love that.
How we have fun.
We have to get you
just
out of here.
Back to back with
Go
pistols?
See John at the Edinburgh Fringe.
Thank you,
we
John.
We have to cut him off, otherwise he'll just keep talking.
Goodbye.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Goodbye. Edit a gunshot in the end of that.
John Hastings. Oh, you want to like bring the volume down?
John Hastings.
Oh no, we're gonna get some people being like real creeped
out.
Yeah,
sorry.
Sorry, unless you like ASMR, in which case you're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Oh, can't win them all, can we?
We can't,
unless you whisper and I talk normally the whole time.
Well, that would really ruin the dynamic of you being a far bigger creep
for the rest of our lives. You have to whisper now.
Okay.
Too late, already decided.
All right.
What a lovely episode.
Lovely. What a lovely guy.
What a cheerful chap. Yes, I've forgotten how to do the post down ball. What do we normally say in this bit?
Well, let's not talk about what you normally say.
Why are we still talking?
Listen, thank you all.
Oh, yes.
Thank you all.
Thank you all.
For listening.
Each and every sweet one of you.
All of our lovely patrons, thank you. Please sign up to our Patreon if you haven't yet. I mean, we love everyone that's on there, but
we're doing annual subscriptions now.
Yes. Yeah, you can do an annual subscription.
Yeah. Somebody just did one this morning.
That's amazing.
Now we've got you.
And we love you.
For the whole year.
Thank you.
Ooh,
but also, like,
baby.
We just...
We're not letting you go.
We need more of you to sign up, Sarah.
Ooh.
We need more.
12 months of this, baby. got my claws in you now. Now you talk.
Yeah, I was just like, you know what? Maybe if I don't say anything, you'll realize how ridiculous it is.
Well, I don't think I'm realizing.
Okay. So Sarah's learned nothing. And please sign up and come to our Edinburgh shows. Will probably come out about when you're about to come to Edinburgh.
Go see Mickey if you haven't already. That's what I say.
That's the main thing.
That's the hot take. Go see Mickey. And if you have seen Mickey,
come see Sarah.
Tweet about it.
Oh, yeah. Do tweet about it.
Tweet about it, you cowards.
Instagram about it.
Because we hate Twitter. Fuck Twitter,
fuck
man.
Fuck Twitter. And
I'm not even on Twitter
fucks.
Anymore.
I'm so happy you're off.
I've deleted it.
Yeah.
What are they saying about me?
I'm all about threads. So, yeah, please go, tell people about it. If you know people going to Edinburgh, tell them about it. I think that's it, really.
That's it.
Thank you so much for listening. As always, we absolutely adore you.
You're cute and you know it.
You're cute and you'll always be cute. I saw a girl yesterday at a gig and she was like, one of her lines was like, always be cute, guys. Always be cute. So I was like, I don't even know what this is in reference to, but I think that's very funny.
It's very funny.
So please, for one more time,
la, 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 la,
you'll
la.
Hear us. For one more time.
One more time. For the final time.
I'm about to kill myself. No, listen, I gotta end this. Yeah. You'll hear us next time.
You'll hear us next time. Thank you for listening to Thank Fuck for That. It was hosted by Mickey Overman and Sarah Keyworth. It was produced by Lucas Jeffcoat with music from Ben Cavanaugh.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.